For CJMQ, and today we're talking with Kenny Hess, country musician here. So, Kenny, where are you based? Are you out in BC?
I am so, just outside of Vancouver.
Okay, good. So quite the time difference from there to here in Quebec.
Well, it's, you know, it's still before noon here.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, good. Now, have you always lived out in the British Columbia region?
No, actually, I was born in Saskatchewan and spent the first 10 years of my life there, and
mm-hmm.
then we moved out to just right on the border of Alberta and British Columbia and lived there until late teens, and then
mm-hmm.
I've been down the coast pursuing my career ever since.
Okay, and I saw a picture in your website there. You were, I don't know, you were around 4 years old when you started singing. You had a family band
yeah.
with your family?
Yeah, I started out with my dad very, very young, and...
Mm-hmm.
We still continue to, all of us sing. We don't sing together much, but we all sing. There's a large family.
Okay, so that was a musical family. That's how you got involved with music.
Absolutely.
Good. How many were in the family?
I have 6 brothers and 2 sisters.
Okay, so that's quite the large family. And your father was a country musician?
No, my dad actually was a, well, he still is. He's 80 years old on Saturday, and he still works. Running
mm-hmm.
a cat, and he's a preacher.
Oh, okay.
Every Sunday morning,
okay.
The Church of Christ. So.
Okay, so were these type of the music you would sing? Was it kind of gospel country? Or?
Well, no, I sang pretty much traditional country, but I started, of course, singing gospel music. That's where we, you know,
mm-hmm.
we started out standing on the pews and
mm-hmm.
screaming at the top of our lungs and having a great old time.
And,
but it because my dad had a very much a passion for country music. He loved Hank Snow and Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzell, and so I grew up listening to that stuff, and of course Charlie Pride and Don Williams, guys like that, just absolutely thrilled me to death. And I've since had the pleasure of working with most of them, of course not Lefty Frizzell, but
mm-hmm.
I've worked with most of them, and it's been wonderful. I've been very lucky to keep going.
Okay, great. Now, Kicking Up a Storm, the Texas, I guess, magazine, country magazine, says you have a unique brand of Canadian country music. So would you describe your music as a combination of the old country plus the country rock?
I don't think I really have country rock in me, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I think that I'm very much a traditional artist. I guess there's a little bit of the new sound in some of my newer records, you know, that creeps in the new production, but I don't think the music itself, the songs itself, stray at all towards country rock. I think it's very much traditional sounding. I love to tell stories and, you know, little pieces of my life. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's very much country rather than with country rock. It's more about finding one little hook line and building a song around a hook line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really my style.
Okay. Throwing Whiskey on the Flames is the one that we're playing right now, and that's a great tune, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Good.
Yeah,
now,
very traditional.
Yeah, it is. It's very traditional. Do you write some of your own music?
I write all of my
you
own music.
You write all
yeah.
of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Where do you get your inspiration from? From your experiences in life? Or?
Well, I think more than anything, it's just, you know, a lot of the stuff, like Throwing Whiskey on the Flames, is not actually written about my life, but it's
mm-hmm.
written about an emotion that I think everybody has. And one of the luxuries of being a writer is when you do get an emotion that comes across, you're allowed to sit down and cry and pretend. You know, it's like being an actor, I guess, and you put yourself in that position. And I feel very blessed and very lucky that when I do get in that, I'm able to express it through writing music and, of course, lyric.
Okay, and you started your, well, you were in a band by the time you were 14. Were you writing your own country songs then or starting?
Well,
or?
I started writing, I guess, the first song I ever wrote was one for my mom, and I wrote
mm-hmm.
it when I was about 7 years old, and
oh, okay.
I just thought it was very natural to write songs. So when I had my my first band at about 14, 15 years old, we played a lot of Merle Haggard and a lot of Charlie Pride and stuff, but I also wrote a considerable amount of songs for that band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it started very young for me.
Okay, good. Now, you have, is it 11 albums out to date?
Yes.
Okay, and the latest one is called?
The latest one is called Looking Back.
Okay, and that's where Throwing Whiskey on the Flames
Yes.
is. Okay, it's on that one. And one of the albums is even a Christmas album too, I was noticing.
Yeah, it's a great album. I put that out a few years back, and I keep saying I'm going to do a new Christmas album, but that one keeps selling every year, so it's hard to put a new one out.
That's true. When did you put your first album out?
My first album I released in 1986.
Okay, and you've been going strong ever since then.
Yes, I've been going fairly strong since then, and haven't really looked back. It's been a very, very nice career for me, and I plan on keeping it going until somebody shoots me, you know.
Is this what you wanted to do as a child? Did you think you would
All my
end
life,
up?
I always knew. I never dreamed of being anything except a singer. I always thought how cool it would be to be able to just go out and get on stage and sing songs and get paid for it. And I've been able to do that now, late 70s, so.
Okay, well, that's, yes, you're one of the few people that actually realizes their childhood dreams. That's great.
It's been
Okay.
very, very good. I know every once in a while I wake up and I go, I can't believe that everything I have is because of something that I love so much.
Oh, that's a really nice feeling.
It is.
Really nice feeling. Okay. You've been doing a lot of touring and you have a lot of concerts coming up.
I do. I spend a fair amount of time on the road. Primarily, I work in the United States, which is, you know, being a Canadian boy, it's a little disappointing that you spend quite that much time down in the States, but I'm still very blessed and very glad that they accept me down there and like my music. And so yeah, I tour a fair amount. This year is a little slower than normal, but that was by choice. But I normally do between 150 and 190 shows a year. So
That's incredible.
it's a lot.
It is. You must be on the road all the time.
all the time. Yeah, I have five children, and I know three of their names. So,
I know
and it
you.
interchanges, you know, I just move it around a bit.
Well, that's good. I know you're playing. You're going to play in Arizona. You probably already played there too, and in Washington. Do you spend a lot of time in Nashville too?
I spend a fair amount of time, not as much as I'd like, but I do spend a fair amount of time in Nashville. I usually go down about three times a year. I lived there for a while, and it just, you know, it wasn't conducive to do, of course, because you have, you know, I've got a wonderful family that, you know, supports me greatly, but me living half the time in Nashville just wasn't for me. So I spend, oh, a fair amount of time in Arizona now. My wife and I bought a house down there because I do work a lot in Arizona and California. And so in the spring we go down and we just travel around down there.
It sounds like a great life.
It feels good, yeah.
That's good. That's great. Now how many websites do you have? Are you on MySpace too, or?
No, I'm not. I'm kind of a tech for dummies, you know. Like I'm not really all that technical. I should be, but I have a website that tells you pretty much everything you need to know, and that's just kennyhess.com. So it's a very easy site to get to, very easy site to follow, and that's pretty much it. But I know I went on Facebook for a little while, and as soon as I went on Facebook, I had 1,000 friends, and I thought, geez, I didn't think I had two friends.
Surprise, right?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But anyway, so I'm on Facebook and, of course, on my website.
Okay, great. And lots of information on your website too, www.kennyhess.com. And there's pictures on there, all your albums, and just a lot of stuff, some reviews too. Now, if somebody wants to buy a copy of your album, I would imagine they're for sale in
They
different parts of
absolutely are. They
Canada.
can go right there and get them.
Okay, and the website too. That's great. Good. Anything else you'd like to say, or any
I'd
special
just like to
plans?
say thank you so very much. It's so nice to hear that people all over the country are listening to my stuff. And Quebec has always been such a good supporter of my style of country music, which I greatly appreciate.
Oh, that's great. We have a lot of interest in country music around here, and a lot of special interest too in the older sounding classic country music.
Absolutely. It's the best stuff there is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and all the best to you, Kenny.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank
See you
you.
soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Kenny Hess throwing whiskey on the flames.
I I can't seem to stop the bleeding. This time my heart is cut too deep. So I'll try another one-night whiskey remedy. Hope it drowns her tear-stained memory. Bartender, you'd better take my keys as I go 90 miles an hour down that old road to that haunted house we once called our home, where the ghosts of what should have been walk up and down these halls and the pictures of the past hang on the walls. Well, every night I try and burn those bridges down, but in the light of day the pain comes back around. So I just go on loving her in vain, throwing whiskey on the flame. Wish that I could stop believing what never was, was meant to be. But until endless glass gives me strength to get back on my feet, when I sober up, I'll fall back on my knees. Bartender, another if you please. Well, I go 90 miles an hour down that old road to that haunted house we once called our home, where the ghosts of what should have been walk up and down these halls and the pictures of the past hang on the walls. Well, every night I try and burn those bridges down. Just go on loving her in vain, throwing whiskey on the flames. Every night I try and burn those bridges down. Just go on loving her in vain, throwing whiskey on the flames. So I just go on loving her in vain, throwing whiskey on the flames. I can't seem to stop the bleeding.